Today is Monday, December 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I've been told over the weekend by Joe Batanz that I am indeed crazy, and that's the reason he loves my show so much, because apparently I air out all my crazy on the show. I agreed with him, but here I was thinking that I was just a normal human being and that we all have our various hang-ups and idiosyncrasies and everything else. And I learned from him that I'm actually a crazy person and I need to have mental health help. He didn't actually say that. He didn't say I needed help, although he did say I'm crazy. Just for the record, he thinks I'm crazy. And I just want to put that out there. But that is what makes me such a joy to listen to, apparently. But I would love all of my listeners who relate to me to write in or call in and let me know that you have similar idiosyncrasies or et cetera, to prove that maybe I'm no crazier than anyone else. I don't know. I really don't think I'm any crazier than anyone else. But I think I am very open and honest on this show. And those of you who enjoy listening to it, I think the reason you enjoy listening to it is because of how open and honest I am. Some people gloss over their little issues or stuff, and I just bear it all out there, right? Okay, so Missy Witt, I know you guys, over the weekend, I know everyone was just waiting with bated breath for Missy Witt. First of all, I want to say, I did not say this on the last episode, but I figured out why this person called me, if it's not a prank, which I think this next voicemail is going to let us know whether it was a prank. So first, let's just listen to this next voicemail. We got a lot of voicemails about this Missy Witt character. So let's listen to the first one.
Hey, Adam, this is Bob Goodwin calling about that Melissa murder thing. Hey, it wasn't me. This is Gary in Portland. Anyway, so I don't know who that is, but anyway, it wasn't me. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for clearing up the mystery, Gary. The only reason you and Bob Goodwin sound a little bit alike. Maybe you're of a similar age, and so the timbre of your voice is similar. I'm not really sure exactly why, but you sound similar. So I did a little bit more research after I got off the recording, and I don't believe I said this on Friday's show, although I did mention it on Mix Minus. So those of you who listen to Mix Minus and Geeky Gay, you're getting a little bit of a double feature here, so to speak. But one of the articles that I was reading, I continued reading it after I stopped recording, and there was a tip line for this murder. And I think they were putting together a documentary or something like that. I didn't read. They have a Facebook page called Who Killed Missy Witt? And there may already be a documentary out there. I've got to do a little bit more research. I kind of dropped the ball after I recorded and talked about it on Mix Minus. But I'm definitely going to do some more reading because I just find it fascinating that someone called my voicemail. I don't know why. It fascinates me. I feel like if I was a morning talk show radio host, this would be content for months. Having people call in with fake tips and stuff like that, I think that would be really fun. But I think the reason this person called me, and I don't think it was a prank, is because on this article, it says, for anyone interested in keeping up with this investigation, you can either join our Facebook page, which is Who Killed Missy Witt, and the public is also urged to provide any information pertaining to this case by calling an anonymous tip line at 479-221-9393. Now, it's interesting because that is my voicemail number. So this article was written, this is on aymag.com. I'm not even really sure what AY Mag is, but it says about you. And the article was written October 2nd, 2018. And they were giving out this phone number. They were giving out the Geeky Gay phone number as the tip line for Missy Witt. So I think that may be the reason that I got this call. So there's an update there. We do have a couple of more voicemails, but I'm going to play one more. And I haven't previewed these because I don't do that. So let me see here. Nope, not that one. We're going to play one more. And then I'll save some for the rest of the week when I don't have any content. All right, let's listen to this next voicemail.
Yeah, is this the Missy Witt hotline? I've got some late-breaking information. You should check out the parents, man. Follow the money. Follow the money. I hope we get to the end of this and put Missy to rest.
All right, well, I'll follow the money and the parents. Thank you for the call. That voice sounded kind of familiar, but you know what? I'm going to run with it. I will definitely take a look into the parents and we will see if we can solve this case. So, so other than spending the entire weekend trying to figure out who murdered Missy Witt, because, you know, that is all important. We really relaxed over the weekend. We had set up the television and the 500-pound TV stand, and I had determined that Mark does not think the chairs are comfortable. But we're going to use it as a media room anyway, because that's what you do. When you set up a media room, you use it as a media room. So on Saturday, I have a Switch, and I really have trouble getting into gameplay. I don't know why I've tried to make myself enjoy playing games over the years so much. Maybe it's because I feel like I should be the type of person who enjoys video games, because I'm a techie person. I enjoy programming. I enjoy all things technical, home automation, all this other stuff. Podcasting, even to a certain extent, is technical because you're dealing with audio equipment and stuff like that. And I've always felt I should enjoy games, and they're very beautiful. There's a new game called Cyberpunk, and I really want to play that game just because you can configure your character, and you can give your character, you can configure the genitalia. Let's just put it that way. You can give it a larger, smaller, thicker, hairier, smoother, whatever. I find that fascinating. I'm not going to play it. I don't think I'm going to, because I really shouldn't spend $50 or $60 on a game just so I can configure the genitalia of my character. I don't think that's a good investment of money, because I probably won't play the actual game. I'll spend an hour or two giggling as I configure the genitalia, and then I'll forget all about it and stop playing, just like I do with everything else. I spent maybe a month playing Animal Crossing and then just lost interest. It's still there. I still have a saved game. I still have a character, but I haven't visited my island in months, probably since August or September. But I do have another game, Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I've always enjoyed the Zelda games. When I was younger, I had a Nintendo, like an original Nintendo. I guess it was the original one, the gray regular console-looking one that you put the cartridges in. I know it wasn't a Super Nintendo, because those came out later. And I never finished a game. Even as a child, I never finished Super Mario Brothers. To this day, I have not finished Super Mario Brothers. I had Zelda. I never finished the original Zelda game on Nintendo. But I've kept up with it. I know when they have. I've had boyfriends who've been into gaming, and one of my British boyfriends, Nathan, he really enjoyed GameCube. So when he and I were together, we bought a GameCube together. And we played, I think I did complete one game with him. Super Mario Sunshine was released with the GameCube, and so we did that. So I wanted to look. I have Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Switch, and I've never hooked the Switch up to a television. And it has a dock with it where you can hook it up to a TV, and I thought, oh, I want to hook this up to the big 85-inch screen. So I did that, played that for about an hour. I really want to try to finish that game. And I'm only in the very beginning level, even though I've had the Switch for like 2 years. So it looks good on the 85-inch screen. It's a little lower resolution than I had thought. When you're looking at it on the Switch screen, it looks great. But when you blow it up to 85 inches, it doesn't look... But it's still pretty. It's very pretty to look at. And it's fun actually playing with the controller and leaning back in my chair. And so I did that, and then we watched a show. We actually finished a show called The Flight Attendant on HBO Max. It's got Kaley Cuoco. She's the blonde from Big Bang Theory. And it was actually really good. We really enjoyed it. It's six or seven episodes, so we did that. And we just kind of relaxed. And on Sunday, we had our normal chores. I got down. The porn shower had not been cleaned since we moved in. And when I say cleaned, I've sprayed it down and kind of used my feet while I was taking a shower. But I actually took Comet Cleanser and scrubbed it. I got on my hands and knees and scrubbed it, and then we had dinner with my parents last night. So, all right, more to come. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.